This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, without the presence of female activity here because Jennifer and Roberta are not here in this hour.
We've got you. That's close enough.
What? I'm in touch
you
with my feminine
touch
side.
With your feminine side.
I
so
am.
You count.
You sent me a video over the weekend.
I did.
I don't know if we're going to post this or not. It would be nice to post it because it does give... This sort of plays into my thoughts earlier on about how people are perceived to be versus how they really are. And Jim Carrey is an example of that, and his address, he delivered a college commencement address that put me sort of into a different place with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And Richie knew that I would be in a different place with him. I've never been a big fan of his acting. So I've made the mistake that a lot of other people have made, not with Carrie necessarily, but in general, we make judgments on people based on how we perceive them. And in Carrie's case, I don't like his acting style. I don't find it amusing. I don't find it compelling. I don't enjoy it, so I don't go to see his movies. That doesn't mean that he's not a good human being, nor that he has a brain, nor that he can communicate things over and above or beyond what comes across through his movies. And this, that's why I'm hoping that Kenny can find a way to, in some form, get the gist. Maybe you can, the two of you working on it together, get the gist of what Carrie tells his graduating class, because it is very powerful. And Richie liked it because he felt it represented a lot of my philosophy of life, which I found it very much to do. And what I remembered in listening, I'm being kind of abstract here, but that's because I don't have the audio to sort of tell the story. But what I remember most about him, and what is most telling, is his reality when he came to Hollywood 30 years ago as a teenager, wanting to be a star, and setting a goal for himself of making $10 million in the first 10 years. And he wrote himself a check for $10 million and dated it 10 years from the day that he wrote the check. And long before he got to that 10-year anniversary, he had made a lot more than $10 million. But he tells people that if you imagine and you work and you put it out into the universe, whatever it is that your goal is, and think constantly about it in a positive way, I'm going to be able to do this because this, that, or the other thing, it will happen.
I got a minute of it here if you want.
Yeah, maybe a minute of it would be good.
Sometimes it's okay to eat your feelings. Is going to be a player in your life. You get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it. Please.
Ask, seek, and ye shall receive. Maybe that's a better way of putting it.
The thing I thought was really eye-opening about this is you always see Jim Carrey as character X, and you never see him as anything else. You never get to see the serious side of him. And you know there's got to be one.
Yeah.
But he doesn't let you kind of in there. He's got this comedic shield bubble over him.
Right. Yep.
And to see him do 26 minutes of what was really a very intelligent conversation with these kids, telling them what life is really all about, was very interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was very compelling. I was very thankful you sent it to me. Thank you.
No problem.
The other thing that perhaps counters or weighs on the Carrie speech is Mr. Bloomberg's address to the Harvard graduating class. in which he lambastes Harvard for becoming unbalanced. It has become way too liberal, way, way too one-sided in its philosophy. Some of the professors didn't like it, and I don't think Bloomberg really cared. He left, and that's the second time.
That's funny.
That's happened, by the way. You remember earlier, I think Condoleezza Rice was supposed to speak about a week or 10 days ago at some graduating ceremony, and because there were a few professors and students that were protesting her showing up, she didn't.
Right.
And the fellow they brought in to replace her was a university president from some other place. I don't remember his name, but I remembered he had the perfect pitch, basically ripping the school apart and the graduating class for allowing a few people to disrupt what would have been an excellent speech by Condoleezza Rice. Now, I've never listened to Condoleezza Rice speak, but I got to believe she's got something to say because she had a lot of great experiences. And that's the way you learn. That's what a commencement address is all about. I remember when I brought Ed McMahon to Heidelberg to be the commencement speaker, had him eaten out of the palm of his hand because he told people his life's lessons. And therefore, with that, you have the fundamental seed for success. Here's what I did. Here's where I made my mistakes. Here's what you should look out for. Here's what I hope you'll become. Right? Bloomberg basically said the same thing, but he very poignantly said that Harvard has become ridiculous because there is just way too much one-sided thinking there, and there's no such thing as one side fits all, wins all, is right, other side always wrong. And I mean, there's a thinly veiled application of that to perhaps anything in all of our lives. There's no one way that's always right. Find what's right for you, which is what Kerry is sort of saying, and Bloomberg as well, and balance your life. Have balance. In a moment, I'm going to relay something as Father's Day has passed that sort of fits in to this thinking. I just want us to be thinking about stuff. And there are so many things. I'm looking at all of these, the war stuff and the rough and tumble things that are going on in the world. And they kind of want us to calm down a little bit and think more about what it is that we individually can bring to the rest of the world. You all have a balance. You all have something that's strong and that's true about you that you can share with others that will make life better for other people. I hope you'll find that. Meanwhile, in a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Harlan Ullman, who was the principal architect for the doctrine of shock and awe. That is the military strategy for invading Iraq. And I'm going to wonder out loud with him how that all has worked, given what's going on over there now. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm going for groceries.
Hey, Grandma.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Love is the moments that we share. We've got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Looking for a way to enjoy your MP3 music without seeing messy wires? The Indash Sony DSX Digital Media Receiver features an integrated USB tune tray that lets you connect, store, and control your MP3 player behind the sleek flip-down faceplate. Now you can enjoy great audio quality for your music without visible wires. Plus, the Bluetooth technology provides hand-free phone access and streaming audio ability. Learn more at sony.com/DSX.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffer with Dr. Harlan Ullman, who is now a writer. He's authored America's Promise Restored, Preventing Culture, Crusade, and Partisanship from Wrecking Our Nation. I'm on to that, Dr. Ullman. And yet we see this situation in Iraq, and you as the architect of shock and awe, what do you think about what that presented at the time and how it relates to what's going on over there now?
Well, actually, Doug, the shock and awe that was used in Iraq in 2003 was as far away from the shock and awe that we had actually proposed as we are from the moon. The notion of shock and awe was really how do you affect influence and control will and perception. And you start with the end state or outcome, which would have been a stable Iraq, and work backwards. And we did none of the above. What we had in Iraq was really Desert Storm on steroids, the 1991 invasion of Kuwait. And we gave no consideration to the post-war world that was going to occur.
So you, your words, this was a term you coined, and it was basically hijacked from you and misused. Is that, should we?
Hijack is too polite. It's a pity we couldn't file suit for gross distortion. And interestingly, Don Rumsfeld, who was then Secretary of Defense, was a member of our group. Mm-hmm. Iraq was a catastrophe in terms of how the invasion was, not the invasion, but the occupation was planned and the fact that we didn't think about it. And so now we're left not only with the sins of that, but with the Maliki government. And more interestingly than my past book you referenced, I have a book coming out this fall called Handful of Bullets, How the Murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand a Century Ago Still Menaces the Peace Today, and 12 days hence will mark the 100th anniversary of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand and
starting
his pregnant wife that started World War One. And when you look around the world, starting from Libya in the Mediterranean, and you go through Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Ukraine, and you see what's happening in Iraq today, you wonder if you hear the sounds of tick, 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 tick. Now, I don't quite believe that's the case yet, but the world is very dangerous. We have an American process of government that's broken. We have a president who, regrettably, is not held in the highest esteem abroad. And quite frankly, these are really difficult issues to which I think there are some solutions. But given the partisan nature of American politics and the pernicious and septic state of politics today, coming up with a really rational idea or proposal is going to be very difficult.
Well, it's also the inept leadership, and it doesn't happen to be whether Democrat or Republican. We've just had, for however, whatever the reason, we don't have guys like you thinking things out. We've got guys like Rumsfeld and Cheney, who are basically thugs, who are interested in making money out of whatever scenario they can come up with. And you see the same thing, but not so sophisticated.
Well, I don't. Let me interrupt you, Doug. I don't. Cheney, and you may disagree with their policies. They are anything from being thugs. I think that they were wrong. But the problem really was not just George Bush, but if you think back for the last 24 years to Bill Clinton, you think about George Bush and you think about Barack Obama.
Yeah.
We don't elect presidents who are either experienced or qualified for the job when they enter.
Yeah.
And learning on the job skills is very costly.
So it's become more obvious now when you look around, as you have suggested, the chaos now, the Iraqi soldiers being killed, what's going on in Afghanistan. Do we leave our soldiers there? More fighting on the Pakistani border. It goes around and around and around. I appreciate your being here. Perhaps we can maybe ask you, call upon you again as this stuff continues to progress as to your expertise, because I'm interested, I'm very interested to learn how the shock and awe concept actually came about. Thank you, Dr. Ullman. Good to have you here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Scheduled to be an 8-part series. The creator of the Tudor and Viking series is going to put this together, part of NBC's growing focus on event programming rather than series. The production of Sound of Music, remember that from, was that Easter? When did that air?
Yeah, I think it was right
around Easter. Yeah. And then the 12-part Bible episodic adventure that did well ratings-wise. It was quite well-produced, I thought. So now, why not use the same approach to put together yet another portrait of the Beatles? Is there something we don't know about the Beatles? Is there something new we can dig up? Probably.
I would be very interested in seeing a mini-series on the beginning, middle, and end of the Beatles.
How do you mean, Richie?
I mean, sure, we know, we've seen pictures, we've heard stories, we know music, but kind of, especially if Paul and Ringo and even Yoko
be a part of
were
it.
To consult and just kind of tell the story of what really happened, and how it was overwhelming for them when they just catapulted into just world popularity and how it all fell apart.
Yeah,
that would be very cool.
Pretty amazing stories. So that's something scheduled. They're trying to get this ready for fall, apparently, for rating sweeps, which would be November. The ratings periods, for those of you who don't understand or know what that means, the eclipses in programming on television happen in November, February, and May. So we've just gotten out of the May sweeps, which, Kenny, sort of surprised me with regard to 24, because that's always a ratings getter for Fox, why they waited until the last month of the spring rating period. They must have anticipated it was going to do well. They've had an average of about 10 million viewers, I think, which, considering what normally is now, considered good when 6 or 7 million people watch an episode of some TV show. It just sort of surprised me that they wouldn't have it culminate. What used to be the case when they had 24 episodes, they'd start it just before February sweeps, and they'd end it at the end of the May sweeps.
Right.
That's how it worked.
I don't think it was ready.
No,
to,
it wasn't
to start it earlier. Mm-hmm. And I think they wanted to run it and see how it would do, see if they could own summer.
Yeah. So the question for Jack tonight, or for 24 fans, will President Heller actually go through with it?
Wouldn't it be awesome if they did?
Heller asks,
wouldn't it be great
Jack
if he walked out in the middle of the field and just let that bomber just blow him to smithereens? And you would be like, whoa.
See, well, part of this is that
they just blew the president up.
Jack doesn't know that Heller has the illness that he has. And there's always been, when he was Secretary of State, I think that was what he was Secretary of State, wasn't he, before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
maybe Heller's figuring, I don't want to be seen and I don't want to retire because of this illness. I want to go out doing something noble and be seen as a hero or something like that. So maybe he will go out and get blown to smithereens.
So is Kim Raver going to be upset with him because he's doing what he's done? Heller and Jack have this deal and nobody else knows about it. He's going to have Jack drive him. I don't want to give this away too much, but he's Jack is taking him.
Previews.
Yeah, Jack's taking him to the stadium, but because there are still 2 hours after this, this is hour number 10, right?
Mr. President, want a dog and a beer? Now,
no, I mean, think about it for a second. They got 2 more hours after this week. They can't be blowing up the president today, right?
Why not?
No, it's not going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. But I want to know how they're going to get Benjamin Bratt, who's turned out to be a bad guy. That'll be interesting. 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Over 2,000 miles, in 1955, the Appalachian Trail beckoned Emma Gatewood, and she hiked it end to end.
In only 146 days. And in doing so, not only was she 67 years old at the time, she also became only the sixth thru-hiker in history to do it, and she was the first woman thru-hiker to do it.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
You know, you would laugh if you read Ben Montgomery's account of how ill-prepared she was.
AARP book editor Alan Fallow.
She would make her bed wherever she could find it. If all she had was a pile of leaves, she would stuff that into her backpack and use it as a mattress or a pillow.
Gatewood inspired thousands and helped to preserve the Appalachian Trail.
There was a Sports Illustrated profile of her. She talked to reporters and then she went home, and the next year she set out again. She walked the Oregon Trail in 95 days.
The book is Grandma Gatewood's Walk. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Wakes up, at least in some circumstances, to whatever channel you're listening to, plus all of the sort of de rigueur ways you can connect to the Good Day program, radioamerica.org, dougstefan.com, crntalk.com, talkstreamlive.com, gcnlive.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, all of these places, talk shows on internet. We are happy to be connected to you. We almost have the podcast thing back to where it's supposed to be, Richie, right? Because we can get the hour by hour.
Getting there.
Yeah. All right. So the Father's Day discussion that went on in many homes over the Father's Day weekend isn't just a one-day thing. We were giving free ice cream to fathers on the farm at the store.
Well, that's fun.
Fathers bring in their families. Yeah, it was cool. I saw a post that I thought would be valuable. Kenny, can we go to Facebook.com and Twitter also in a few minutes and sort of get updates on a few different things? This post was a sort of take it and think about it. Read this way. Happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there. And also to all the single moms who had the super easy and super fun task of being both. I think reading into or around that phraseology means that it was the opposite. It wasn't super easy, wasn't super fun to be both mother and father. And I would wonder also on the other way around, how many fathers were, although I think much less the case, fathers were both parents, but more often than not, mothers who had to handle the role of being mother and father. How many of those did you think of yesterday? Obviously, with this young woman, she thought about her mother because her mother was her mother and her father. I wonder how many other young people or people of any age who really went through the single parent experience, mostly with mothers, thought about the role that mother needed to play in many circumstances. Sometimes they did it well, sometimes they didn't, as you have this distinct thing that you get from being around your father and a distinct thing you get from being around your mother. So if the father's not there, does the mother consciously have to be like the father, or is it just that's where the values come? But I thought the way it was written to all the single moms who had the super easy and super fun task of being both happy Father's Day. I bet you didn't think about it that way, did you?
You know, my sister-in-law's mother was at my brother's house yesterday. We all went over there telling us the story about her father, who had returned from World War II and basically fathered her sister and her. And then basically her mother kicked him out because he was philandering all over the place. Yeah. And then he went on. And long story short, over the course of the rest of her life, my sister-in-law's mother found out that she had 8 other siblings through 3 other women that this guy had shacked up with over the course of the years and had met. And the oldest one was 77 and the youngest one was 52 now. And she has met most of them. Some of them don't want any interaction, but most of them they've met and just kind of all because this guy who got back from World War II and God knows what he was going through coming back from that, just basically drove around the country and stay here for a couple of years, stay there for a couple of years, stay here. And had 10 kids.
Wow.
And she just told us about all this stuff. And just what an amazing story it was. It was interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of children, the marijuana plant, the sale of marijuana, the sale of marijuana plants. How many people are growing marijuana plants in your basement?
Here. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not me.
The right.
Right. I'm holding Roberta's.
Yeah, right. Now, the growing of marijuana in your basement probably won't bring criminal charges in most states. It might not. But think about what we were just talking about with regard to parents, mothers and fathers staying together, mothers and fathers being separated, mothers and fathers being divorced, mothers are present, fathers not. And when it comes to the essence of divorce cases, what's coming around now is a new page in legal reality. The marijuana plant is becoming a piece of evidence in child custody and abuse cases that was never the case before.
Ah, okay.
If you have marijuana growing in your basement or somewhere on your property, you'll be considered and deemed an unfit parent. So if you're having trouble with your spouse and you want to keep an even relationship with your children, you better not be growing pot anywhere, because some lawyer is going to look and find out about that, and they're going to use it against you when it comes to custody.
Sure.
Food for thought.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just saying, Richie, just saying. Casey Kasem passing away. There are lots of things in all of our memory banks about Casey Kasem. His voice, his ability to communicate, his career. I think that the commercials may have been some of the most unusual. Here's a voiceover track that came from a 1970s record called Astrology for Your Lovers.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and welcome to Astrology for Young Lovers. You know, astrology's been around for a long, long time, over 5,000 years to be exact, but it's having a fantastic comeback right now. I don't know why, I'll leave that to the experts to figure out, but I do know it's happening and now. You see, it's not whether you believe or don't believe in astrology that's important, and it's not just the accuracy of the predictions and the traits that count. What matters is astrology's ability to bring us together, to spark us to thoughts and ideas about ourselves and to those around us. You see, when that happens, the process of understanding each other, really of accepting and trying to work things out, begins. And then a new dimension springs to life. And people are somehow more interesting and exciting. And that's a good feeling. So have fun with it. Think of someone's birthday, then listen to the traits and predictions given for that person. See if it works for you. Try it at a gathering. I think you and your friends will be amazed at what happens. So this is Casey Kasem saying, keep your feet in the ground, and let's start reaching for the stars.
Mm-hmm. That was the obvious hook, and that's why they hired him to do that. It's cool. Another memory of Casey Kasem. Let's move to Mount Carmel, Illinois for the next story, Richie.
Okay, what's there?
Well, there's a pig And lucky.
There's a lot of pigs in Illinois. What's so special about this pig?
This is a squeaking pet pig who woke up the family in time to save everybody from a fire. Broke out in a trailer the other morning at 4:30. It was Sunday morning. Pig started screaming. Came in, jumped on the bed. Hit the owner with a nose. Jumped up and down, ran to the door, back on the bed. Lady that owns him said, he hit me really hard. I sat up to see what was wrong, because he usually doesn't do that. When I sat up, I realized that the room was full of smoke and the home was on fire. She grabbed her grandchildren, who were at the home at the time, and grabbed the pig, ran out the door. Place burned to the ground.
What if he was thinking, if I let it burn, I could have people bacon?
I knew that somehow somebody would go there. Thank you, Richie, for not letting me down.
Human bacon.
How many people are, as the summer season begins, where this weekend will be the official beginning of summertime, how many of you have taken the opportunity, please do this, think about this for a second, as you listen to the Good Day program, can you imagine yourself sitting on the back steps? Richie, I can invent. I don't know your house well, but I've been there a couple of times, so I'm thinking about the back deck, the porch. A lot of people have these circumstances where you sit in the back or out front and listen to the birds that are chirping. Sometimes you pay more attention than others. I suggest that on a morning like I'm having here, beautiful blue skies, we've had such inclement weather, lots of rain, when I see the beauty and the green, and the essence of what we don't take for granted anymore. I think most of us are more conscious of the weather because it is in front of us all the time. Global warming, climate change, blah, 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 blah. So may I suggest that you just take a moment today and get quiet so you can listen to the birds, the crickets, whatever it is that's chirping at you. You can...
And if any of you know specific bird calls, I would be happy to have you come over to my house. I've had this one bird that comes back every year, and he has the same call every single year, and I have no idea what's happening.
Richie!
Screaming at me.
Richie! Richie! Richie!
That's it. How'd
Richie.
You know?
All right. Okay, hold on just a second. Wait a minute.
And that's exactly what he's saying.
Hold on just a second.
That's exactly what he's saying, because he doesn't make the noise like if I have a window open. Train bird. Here we go. Next time I come to your house, I'm going to throw all those things out in the garbage.
No, probably by that time Meredith would have done it, because everything else is going out in the garbage. This stuff probably will be next, as it turns out.
Beautiful.
Meredith, everything.
Expedite this mission. Please.
I don't know if she heard you or not. Richie said, expedite this mission. Will you please?
It's like pulling teeth, Richie.
Wait, hold on a second. Go ahead. Say it again.
It's like pulling teeth, Richie. My God.
I'll send you the pliers.
Thank you. You're all welcome to come and help.
Oh, really? Perfect.
He wouldn't let me do it. You have the power.
Yeah, no. She does it when I'm not around.
Right.
That's the secret.
She hears it in the basement. Yeah, exactly. All right. Dr. Jack Star. No, who have I got the wrong doctor?
Yeah, Rich Shinoff.
Yes, Jack just sent me an email, so I saw that. But I know Bruce is standing by. Between the Lines in Medicine, in focus next here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Have you ever heard the old saying that charity begins at home? Now we seem to believe charity begins with the government. Whenever there is a tragedy of any kind, people look to government to rebuild homes, bail out failing businesses, and replace people's lost possessions. But when we look through the lens of liberty, we realize government can only provide for some people by taking from others. Over time, we have transferred much of our charitable work from communities, churches, and organizations to the government. Do we really want Congress to spend some people's money on charity for others? We can only truly be charitable when we learn to take care of each other and stop looking to government to take care of us.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes about the best. It was Boston.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, whose website is 818backpain.com. That sort of gives you an idea as to what he's all about. He has one of the major decompression back facilities. He has these big, monstrous machines, Richie. You get on the... Well, yeah. You might think back into the dark ages when you were put onto a rack.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Doug. They're not mean. They're very gentle, but they are very effective.
But they're very effective.
With a herniated disc.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's why I'm telling the story. So that's why...
I can take the ribbing.
No, it's... Well, because...
The Muzak in your office, Dr. Bruce, is...
No, it's classic rock. There's no Muzak.
Okay. Right, it is. Okay. All right, anyway. So what medically between the lines do we have to point in people's faces today?
Well, let's talk about a couple of fascinating reversals of fortune in the eyes of conventional wisdom, because it does point out some stuff about conventional wisdom. And these two examples, one of them, the first one, you and the cows at the farm must be really happy that last week Time Magazine ended the war on butter, right?
Yeah.
The FDA... since 1980, has been telling us how evil butter is, that we should avoid it. There's no reason anybody should be putting it in their mouth. All it's going to do is clog up your arteries and stop your heart. And now we realize, no, it really doesn't do that, and that there's actually a lot of very important nutrients to be found in butter. And in my opinion, especially raw butter, which has, you know, many essential fatty acids and enzymes, and it's really an important and good food. You just have to remember that it is high in calories, and so, you know, as a country with a weight issue, we have to be, thinking in terms of moderation. But it's yummy, and there's no reason people shouldn't be enjoying it. And then the other reversal of fortune, and this is a little bit older, is fluoridated drinking water. And Harvard School of Public Health, Harvard University School of Public Health, came out with a meta study that determined that it actually lowers the IQs of children, and it hurts developing brains. Now, this is something that was considered one of the top 10 public health victories of the last century, was fluoridated drinking water and how much it cut dental caries. But in fact, it's dumbing us down, and it's not, you know, some crazy chiropractor saying that. It's Harvard School of Public Health.
Yeah.
So in both cases, we had something that was vilified that's now good. Something that was praised that's now, you know, we're having to say, hey, wait, take a step back.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think the government and, well, the science more than anything else, but government steps into it all the time by acting too quickly. And in this case, a perfect example. That was brilliant, Bruce. Thank you. 818newback.com, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody to love. The Blues Brothers from the movie The Blues Brothers, the first one, debuted, Richie, if you can believe it or not. Chucker, can you believe this? It debuted in Chicago on this date, 1980.
Wow.
How about them apples, folks? 34 years ago.
I'm out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have money for gas.
Classic lines can you pull from just this movie?
4 fried chickens and a Coke and some dry white pills, please.
This is, I said this earlier, Chucker, this is one of the 6 movies that I pull out that I could watch and see something new to enjoy every time you see it. It's just
Let's think about this just for 1 second, Chuck.
Yeah.
You look at some of these movies from back in the late 70s through the 80s. And,
my favorite decades.
And there are more quotable lines that people. Caddyshack is
actually a good movie.
Is a legend in its own right. With just that one movie with all the quotable lines. You look at Stripes and you look at Ferris Bueller and you look at all these movies. The Blues Brothers. Name a movie that's been made anytime after 2000 where you can quote lines from it, more than one line from it.
They're getting few and far between. I think the problem is that now, especially with the young audience, movies are being made for people with very little attention span. Directors have no interest in real character development and payoff.
There's no good scripts. They're not even writing scripts for half of this stuff.
Exactly. And the studio's really just demanding a lot of action nonstop and special effects so they can sell these movies overseas. That's a huge change in the business, and not for the good.
So you're basically, what you're saying is they aren't making movies to stand the test of time. They're making to bang the box office first weekend out, and that's it. We don't care what happens to it 6 months after that.
Yeah. I think that's
I'd say 90% of the time that's 100% correct. Yeah. I mean, there are a few directors out there who buck the trend. I think, you know, what Chris Nolan did with three Batman movies, I think he did amazing work, and those movies are going to spend, you know, a long time, and they'll work. And it was just announced, I just want to bring this up, Warner Brothers has added Aquaman to the Batman vs. Superman movie. So now they have Batman, Superman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, a variation
Wonder
of the Robin
Woman.
Character, Lex Luthor, and Lois Lane all in one movie.
Wow. Ah. Man,
what was the cartoon?
They pull that off realistically? I don't know.
Well, what was the cartoon, Kenny? The Seven,
the Justice League.
The Justice League, yeah.
They're going to film this movie and then back to back do a Justice League movie and add more superheroes, which will be the Flash and Green Lantern.
Wow. This is the
follow the Marvel's Avenger type of formula.
This is the anniversary of Batman Forever being released, third film in the Batman series, premiering with Val Kilmer as the bad guy, right?
Val Kilmer was Batman.
He was Batman. Right.
He was Batman.
Tommy Lee Jones was the bad guy.
He played Two-Face, and then Jim Carrey was in it.
Yeah. Chucker, get a chance. Check out, Richie sent it to you, a Jim Carrey video from an address he made at college graduation. Very, very good stuff. All right, what happened? Box office totals from the weekend. What's the story?
Number one movie was 22 Jump Street, did a solid $60 million in business.
Wow.
Number two was How You Train Your Dragon 2, $50 million. So the two new releases did very, very well. Melissa Finn plays third, $19 million. Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, fourth, $16.1 million. And The Fault in Our Stars round out the top five, a movie I liked a lot, 15.7.
All right, so no surprises. Is this Jump Street thing going to become a franchise? Made more money with the release of this movie than the first one, right?
I have no doubt they'll do a third one.
Yeah.
First one was a big hit. This will be a big hit, and they'll do a third one. This Friday, Jersey Boys, Clint Eastwood directed. I hear reviews. I hear the movie's not tracking nearly as well as Warner Brothers would like, but I still think when Friday comes, it's going to have a pretty good weekend.
Critic proof.
Yeah.
Critic proof. You notice that San Francisco politicians are going to set up a collection of art and memorabilia in an effort to keep Star Wars creator George Lucas from building his museum in Chicago or Los Angeles. The Star Wars Museum, they want to build it in San Francisco. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh, okay.
Moving it because I want to get it to come to Chicago. Why? What would be the significance of that? 59.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.